USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukraine told the Kremlin no deal when it demanded that Ukrainians surrender the southern port city of Mariupol. The city has experienced relentless attacks from Russia, leaving civilians trapped in deteriorating conditions. Russia's offer of letting civilians leave and humanitarian aid enter was met with emphatic rejection. It's been about 6 months since the U.S. issued its first sanctions against Russia in hopes of weakening the Kremlin ahead of time. In an upcoming interview for CBS's 60 Minutes, Deputy National Security Advisor Dalip Singh, who crafted the sanctions, discussed what more can be done.
We can broaden our sanctions. So take the sanctions we've already applied, apply them to more targets, apply them to more sectors.
Singh is talking more banks and higher parts of the Russian economy, mostly oil and gas. The Dow closed lower on Wall Street. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.